Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. And it's a month of meditation. I was just thinking, was it last month now? That, you know, when I was in school, meditation was such a big deal. It was so popular. Right? You hear people say, don't just read the word, meditate on the word. And it seems so boring. Right? I mean, so you just say in one verse, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Right? But it is so important. When you eat food, there are some meals you swallow. We call it swallow, praise the Lord. Right? Like ever, right? You don't really chew ever. It'd be so weird to see a grown man. You understand? You swallow it. But then you taste the soup, right? But you really don't swallow rice or beans or yam. You chew. When you chew, you get all the goodness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what I mean, don't you? You just swallow meat pie.
No.
You have to chew it. Right? Then you taste the potatoes, the carrots, the meat. If there's meat in your own, praise the Lord. Right? So, meditation is like that. You have the word of God, but you have to what? Meditate. And when you meditate, you'll be amazed. At times, something that is just right there. It takes meditation to see it. Let me give you an example. Then we'll talk about what we talked about last week. So that will be very fast. You should see my notes. Very short, like this. I'll just say, yes, yes, you're gone. All right. But, you know, a verse of scriptures or some parts of scripture have always fascinated me. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Pastor.
And the same thing Jesus said in Matthew 11 and Luke 10. Just pay attention, all right? I don't want us to go there because of time. And what he said was, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and no man knoweth the Father but the Son. Which makes sense, right? So he's saying, nobody knows God like me, and nobody knows me like God. And that is so true, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Then he said something. You know, if he had stopped there, it would have been nice. But then he said, no one knows the Father but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. So he's saying, it's not selfish. He was telling us that nobody knows God like me, and the people I reveal him to. So there are special people that Jesus can reveal God to them and they will know God just the way Jesus knows him. That's amazing. Meaning it's possible. Do you understand?
Yes,
and you have to understand this. God knows you absolutely, doesn't he?
Yes.
From head to toe.
Yes.
Inside, outside.
Yes.
Even the part of you don't know, he knows.
Yes.
Jesus was saying, the way God knows me like that is how I know him too. Then he doesn't stop there. He says, I can also reveal him that way to someone else. So just the way God knows you, inside, outside, head to toe, he's saying that it is possible that I reveal God to you and you know him that well. Those verses of scripture have always been amazing. Let me just show you. Go to Matthew 11. Always fascinated me. Always fascinated me. You know, growing up, and there's people who used to do that, it's always, I want to know you, Lord. Help me know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. And that's nice. But when would that prayer be answered? Or how would you know when it has been answered? Or are you even expecting it to be answered? Because there are some things people say, they're not really expecting a change. Do you understand what I mean?
Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Like what I just said. Lord, help me know you. I think they'll be shocked for some people if they finally know God. They're not expecting it. They think it's a continuous pursuit. Continuous pursuit. Praise the Lord. Why? Because they are serving God with their mind. When you study the word of God and the person you should follow, his name is Jesus. He never gave the idea that you cannot know God. In fact, in the book of John, one thing he emphasized was, I know my Father. Okay, Matthew 11. Let me just show you quickly. Let's start from 25. It's even nice. I'm just saying this, but 25. I was talking about how when you meditate, you see something that is there. Do you understand?
Yes.
So just flow with me. Because the answer is in Matthew 11. Let's start with Luke 10. Go to Luke 10. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Verse 22. Do you know God?
Yes.
But you're increasing your knowledge of Him, right? All right. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
This is Jesus. He's talking. He says, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father. That's what I said, right? So he said, nobody knows me like my Father, and who the Father is but the Son. He said, nobody knows the Father but me. I'm the one that knows God very well. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if he had stopped there, that would have been nice information. But he didn't. He added us to the conversation. He says, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
All right. So that's Luke chapter 10. He says, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. That's you. He's talking about you. He's telling you, it is possible in your life that you know God just like he knows you. And it's not a mystery, because people think when you know God, God is so strange. 1 minute you're knowing him, the next minute it changes. As well, God is a lizard. You can't know him. As you're knowing him like this, it just changes. But it's in the word of God. He says, God is love. He that knows love knows God. Simple. Matthew 11, let's go 27. Verse 27. Are you there?
Yes, Pastor.
If you're there, say, I'm there.
I'm there.
If you're not there, say, wait for me. It's been a while I asked that question. All right, 27. He says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. The same thing. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will what? All right, so this, like I said, this verse has always been so fascinating. I just thought, gosh, that's great. It is possible for me to know God just like he knows me. That is amazing. That is great. It is possible. All right, but while meditating, it took more than a year for me to realize that Matthew 11 didn't stop in verse 27. Even though I knew it didn't stop in verse 27. Do you understand? It took a while for me to realize, actually, he continued and told us how to know him. Look at it. 27. He says, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Remember, he was telling us that nobody knows him like God, and nobody knows God like him. Now he says, learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. He's exposed himself to you. This is him. And I told you here when he says, verse 30, my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. That word easy there means kindness. The same word that is used as it is the goodness of God that leadeth man to repentance, the kindness of God. So he's saying my burden is kindness. And what is love? Love is kind. So he says, learn of me, I am love. That's what he's trying to say. So when he says, reveal the Father to us, that's revelation. God is love. But then John didn't go, he just went 1 John 4 verse 7. God is love. He that knows God, knows love, knows God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All of that to say that at times something might just be there, but it takes meditation to see it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you want a rich fellowship with the word of God, you have to take time to meditate. Now there is that concern that if I meditate on one verse, I mean a whole chapter, how can I spend time meditating on one verse? Well, read the chapter, then meditate on the verse. You won't lose out. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is one. Meditate on that verse, you get everything. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
But you meditate. You spend time meditating on the word. And we learned last week in Psalm 1. Go there. Psalm 1. He was telling us of those who delight in the law of the Lord and meditate day and night in the law of the Lord. Verse 3. If you're there, say, I'm there.
Amen.
If you're not there, say, wait for me. All right. He says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. He said, when you require the result, you get it. And we learned that last week. You might not have to travel with baggage, but when you need a resource, you will get it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just like Jesus. He didn't travel with 5,000 loaves of bread. But when he needed 5,000 loaves of bread, it was made available. Just like Moses, he didn't travel with weapons. He didn't travel with frogs. But when he needed frogs, it was made available. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the blessed man may not have a lot of things he's moving with. But he has the most important, that is the word of God. And that word can create anything. So he says, when you meditate on the word day and night, he says, you bring forth fruit in season. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. He says, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall what?
Prosper.
Take God seriously. He says, when you meditate on the word, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is he talking about you?
Yes.
Yes. So I meditate on God's word. All right. So that's nice. Now, before we go into today's message, let me tell you stuff. You notice throughout the word of God that God gave men assignments, right?
Yes, Pastor.
He gave them tasks. And with the specific tasks, he told them the strategy they would use to accomplish that task. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for each man, quite different. He met Gideon. The angel of the Lord met Gideon and told him, go in this your might. As one man, he will conquer the Midianites. But Gideon was scared. Most people don't know that. When God called Gideon, he expected Gideon to defeat the whole of Midian as one man. But Gideon was concerned. And God said, all right, call people. So he called a lot of people. And they came in their troops ready to fight. Meanwhile, some of them were scared. And God said, no. You people are too many. If I let you win, you think it's because of your numbers. You see, I told you the blessed man doesn't need multitude.
Yes.
Are you seeing that?
Yes, Pastor.
All he needs is the word of God.
Yes.
So Gideon announces, okay, if you're scared in this place, go back home. And I like them. They were bold. Bold to be scared. More than half left. They had been waiting for the opportunity to retreat. And then God said, there are still too many. So take them to the pool. The one that drinks like a dog, do you understand? Just bows and starts drinking. Separate that one. The one that kneels and cups with his hand, do you understand? Take that one. And they were worth 300. And with 300, he defeated the Midianites. That's a strategy. With 300, 300 was enough. When he called Moses, he didn't send him with 300 people. He sent him with a stick. And he told him, he showed him that even if he didn't have the stick, he had his hand. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Moses was arguing with God, so God added Aaron to the equation. Right?
Yes, Pastor.
But for Moses, God didn't tell him, go and start fighting. No, he said, go and talk. Your job is to talk and show wonders.
Yes.
That's all. No need to fight. That was the strategy. Now, someone said, Abraham should have killed somebody too now, or take somebody hostage so that Pharaoh will not try him. No, listen. God's strategy is important for every situation, beautiful for every situation. Think about it. He didn't need to kill anybody because it didn't enter Pharaoh's mind to kill him. Did you ever think about that? It didn't occur to Pharaoh to kill this man. So he didn't need to fight. All God told Moses to do was what? Talk and show wonders. Talk and show wonders. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's for Moses. For David, well, God didn't talk to him, but he thought a stone was enough. When Jesus sent the apostles out, he gave them instructions on what to do. So when you go to a city, look for who is worthy and stay there. Don't go from house to house. There's enough food for you there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Says they will not receive you. Don't force yourself. Move to the next city. So when he sends people out, he gives them strategies. He gives them instructions that will help them win. Now, there is a man, I love the strategy, I love the instruction, and in that instruction, he reveals to us a principle. And that's what I want you to see. For example, Gideon, there is really no principle there except have trust in God, right? Because nobody's going to war. Moses, you don't need to carry a stick up and down. But for this man, in that instruction and strategy, he unveils a principle for success. And it's right there in that verse, success. So if I want to be successful, I should listen to what he told that man. Praise the Lord. This is not success. You know what he means is success, but not actually success. No, this one, he was very clear. Go to Joshua 1 verse 8. Joshua 1 verse 8. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're there, say, I'm there. All right. So, many things to say, but let's just focus here. Look. All right. God is talking to Joshua. He's telling him, this book of the law shall not depart. Are you in this place? Please look at this. It says, this book of the law shall not depart. Meaning that, okay, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Not your heart, but your mouth. You know, the people who say, the people who are into confessions, name it and claim it. It started with Joshua. Look at this. It's not a new generational church something. God was the one who told Joshua. It didn't even start with Joshua, but it's right here. God was teaching Joshua how to use the word. How to use the law. You know, because if it's a law, how many of you always quote the Constitution of Nigeria? Is that what you do? Of course not. You just know that there's something like this and you move on. But now God is teaching this man that no, you don't just know, you must say it. He didn't say depart out of your heart, out of your mind. He said, shall not depart out of thy what? Mouth. Meaning I expect you to say it every time. Every time. Just think about this first. He's teaching him how to succeed as Israel's leader. And he's saying, number one, this book of the law, ensure you're always saying it. Ensure you're always talking. That's where it starts. Saying the word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's the word. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That's the word. All right. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, day and what?
Night.
Now he's teaching you meditation. He's saying, as you are saying the word, then you are meditating on what you are saying. Are you seeing that? He doesn't expect you to meditate and keep quiet. You said that with the Lord, with my shepherd in your mind, then you remember someone is owing you change. but you still look like you're doing something serious. No. He says, say the word and meditate on what you are saying. Meaning when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, you are serious. You seriously recognize that with God on your side, nothing is too good for you. God wants you to meditate on what you are saying. He wants you to speak the word and meditate on what you are saying. Not just saying it because everybody is saying it. Know what you are saying. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
When you say, I don't fall sick, it's not a greeting. I don't fall sick. No. Meditate on what you are saying. Sickness in your body is an anomaly. It says, meditate during day and night. Put the word in your mind. There's some of you, there's a particular song you might hear and it's always on your mind from morning to night. Change it. Put the word there. Speak it. We are not doing anything. Speak it. You want money. You're praying to God for money. Why are you not speaking the word that can create the money? So you enter the keke, you're just thinking. No, that time that you're traveling or you're moving from Bode Thomas to Ojo Legba, speak the word. It is the spoken word that would cause changes. So Jesus said, speak to this mountain. You have to say it.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. He says, as often as possible. Keep the word in your mouth. Keep it in your mouth. How do you want your life to be? Look for the scripture that has that picture and keep it in your mouth. Maybe always fighting, always fighting. Before you know, you have punched somebody. But love is patient. The fruit of the Spirit is patience. So say, I'm a patient person. I'm a patient person. You're on the bus, I'm a patient person. The conductor wants to hit, I'm a patient person. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Look at it. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is what? Written therein. This is amazing. Look at the conjunction. He says, when you meditate on the word day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. That means meditate on the word of God will cause you to do the word. The word thou mayest observe to do means refrain. Do you understand? You'll be constrained to do the word of God. That's what he's saying here. Meaning that when you have meditated on, I am patient, I am patient. You'll be constrained to be patient, even though everything around you is telling you, give that guy a slap. But you'll be meditating on the word. He says, when you meditate, that thou mayest observe. So that means you cannot observe to do until you meditate. You know, he just said something. He said, the man who lusts after a woman has committed adultery already. All right? And then someone said, or, then you go to the book of James and it says, lust, all right, brings forth sin. And sin, when it has grown up, produces death. So we say, your thoughts are not you. Are you in this place? So because you're thinking thoughts of lust doesn't mean you have done something wrong. But Jesus said, the man who lusts after a woman has committed adultery already. So what does it mean? The adultery starts in the mind. That's what he's saying. If you consciously lust after a woman, very soon, thou mayest observe to do according to what you have thought. Very soon, you will do it. Very soon. But the good news is, the same principle applies for your prosperity. The same principle applies to your victory. It says when you meditate, it will cause you to do. The word is guard. Do you understand? Have you ever seen maybe a president moving and he has guards around him? And there's a path they know he should follow because that path is more secured. So even though he's going this way, the way the guards turn, he has to turn with them. Are you in this place? He said when you meditate on the word will guard you. Lake Husky, the branch. When I say I don't miss opportunities, divine opportunities,
That word would guide me. Maybe I'm supposed to follow this route, but that word would guide me towards those opportunities. The word of God will begin to propel your life. Well, have you not seen some people that got into trouble and they keep wondering, if I did not do this thing, I would not have gotten into this trouble. I told you guys, was it last year of a guy who was trying to escape last mile officials?
Yes.
It was a video like that.
Yes.
And he reversed and hit someone, the person fell over the bridge.
Mm.
In his life, he'd have been thinking, why did I even do that? Because they still caught him. Why? Who would have caused him to do that? What would have triggered him to do that? Hasn't happened to you before? That maybe you did something and you know you were not really thinking. It might not have been, it might not have turned out bad. Are you in this place?
Yes,
but you know it wasn't based on your own thought. You just did it. It happens. Now he's telling you that is the work of the word of God. When you meditate on the word, he will guide you to do the word. He will guide you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's good news. So you don't have to ask, this thing I'm meditating on, God, give me the strength to do it. No, the strength is in the meditation. You see, the word of God is all powerful. When you meditate, you unleash that ability. This verse is loaded. Let's continue. Verse 8 again. It says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. He's telling this man, if you want to do everything that is in the word, you have to meditate. You have to say the word. It goes beyond prayer. That is the answer to your prayer. Say the word. Meditate on the word. All right. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? Prosperous. This is amazing. He's telling this man, your prosperity is in your hands. He didn't say, for then thou shalt pray and I will prosper. Is that what he said? The same thing in Psalm 1. He said, the man that delights in the Lord, meditates day and night, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God himself has removed himself from the equation because his word is enough.
Yes.
Your prosperity, this man's prosperity was in his mouth and in his mind. What he brought out from his mouth and what he put in his mind. God was telling, listen, if you meditate as you speak the word, you will be the one to create your own prosperity. Lord God, he has given you the tools. You use the tools. He says, and then thou shalt have good success. All right. When you study the word prosper, and this word, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. All right? It's from a Hebrew word that actually means to push forward. Are you in this place?
Yes,
to push forward, to rush. That means when you meditate on the word, while you're meditating, everything might look normal. But you see, when it's time for that prosperity to show, it will push you forward into prosperity. Meaning that all of a sudden, things will change. While you're meditating, people might not understand. Until suddenly everything changes. Haven't you seen cases like that?
Yes.
Maybe someone you never heard of before, all of a sudden, person is everywhere. That is a copy of what the word of God can do. The word prosper, used here, and funny enough, in Psalm 1, means break forth. It says, a man who meditates on God's word day and night will break forth into prosperity. That is the miraculous power of the word of God. It's like when God says, let there be light in Genesis chapter 1. All right? The original Hebrew was light be, and there was light. Do you understand? So he speaks and bam, it happens. That's the idea he's giving you here. So while you're meditating on the word of God, he wants you to understand how it will happen. While you're meditating, you will not be seeing the changes. You understand?
Yes,
but something is going on. Are you in this place?
Yes,
events are being organized. People are being set in the right place. Keep meditating on the word. He said, soon enough, you will break forth into prosperity. He says the word will push you into it. That's the word, push forward. That is great. Yeah. Since meditating can push you. And you, level one, push you to the front. You move to level 12. That is what the word can do. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So while we meditate on the word, you don't give up or give in. Are you in this place? You don't do that. Because something is happening. Something is happening that you cannot see. When you finally see it, there'll be a popular term, suddenly. Are you seeing that? He says, suddenly, he just became like this. Suddenly, the business just boomed. Suddenly, this started happening. Suddenly, customers started coming. No, that's what they are seeing physically, but you have been meditating since. So while you were meditating, everything was being set in motion. Now people see and they say, suddenly. It says, for then thou shalt push your way into prosperity. That's the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that when that happens, they'll say, only God could have done this thing. Only God. That's your testimony.
That's my testimony.
All right. But it doesn't stop there. He says, and then thou shalt have good success. What does it mean? God has planned or thought of everything. When you burst into prosperity suddenly, you will need wisdom to maintain and navigate that prosperity. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
You know those people that win money once to be a millionaire? 10 million naira. For some of them, they went back and investigated and they were in debt. After winning 10 million, they were in a worse condition that they were financially than when they won. Because it's easy to get a lot of money and you don't know how to manage it. Are you in this place?
Pastor.
Even for people that have not gotten 10 million, you just got how much? 200K, you're going to buy iPhone. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it's UK used. It's not even a new one. It not even come with charger. So the whole 200K you used to buy phone, now you're looking for money to buy charger. How about data? You don't even have money. So when he says, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, that means push forward into prosperity. He says, then you would have the wisdom and intelligence to navigate that prosperity. That's the word there, good success. The wisdom and intelligence, the prudence. All of this because you have been meditating on the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So at times, when people say, we want a breakthrough, this is the breakthrough. He says, if you meditate on the word day and night, you would have that breakthrough.
Yes.
Not just that, because you can say, I want a breakthrough, and you're not thinking in the future. After you've gotten that breakthrough, what next? But when you meditate on the word of God, that breakthrough and what next after the breakthrough has been taken care of. He says you will be pushed into prosperity and you will be given the intelligence to navigate that prosperity. That's what he's saying here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you think consciously, the Lord is my shepherd, nothing is too good for me. 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 No amount of favor is too much for me. No, because at times you hear how some people are favored. Someone can actually come and tell you that someone gave me the keys to a house. And you've never thought of it before in your life. Even free self-contained, you have not thought of someone giving you. But that is what will happen when you meditate on the word. That nothing is too good for you. When Jesus sent his disciples out in Matthew 10, he said, find out who is worthy. Don't go and beg anybody. Are you in this place? Don't go and say pity for me, please. Do you have a place I can manage? He said, find out who is worthy there. Do you get that?
Yes.
Not just anybody. Say, find out who is worthy, who is important. Go there. They'll answer you. He says, eat what is giving you. Don't say, this is too much. I don't want. No, eat it. It's not the instruction. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what can happen when you think, nothing is too good for me? I shall not want. I shall not want. Maybe you need some money to pay some dues, and you're going to that place where you have to pay the dues, but you actually do not have the money. Don't change your meditation. I shall not want. At times, when the money is not available, there is something called free of charge. Are you in this place? There is something called in pass. Haven't you experienced that before?
Yes.
So this is another dimension. Haven't you experienced it before?
Yeah.
When you didn't have all the papers and they are stopping everybody, but they look. Let him pass. That's me.
That's me.
That's me.
No, and that would happen more frequently in your life. You know, we are coming from the month of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And we said he's a standby.
Yes.
While you're going, he has reminded you of that paper. He reminded you, you still forgot. He reminded you, you still forgot. All right, he has gone ahead.
Yes.
Now, you're walking in the let him pass dimension. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you that, listen, the time you spend meditating on God's word, you're not wasting time. You're not wasting time. You are programming. Oh, have you ever, how do I put this now? I'm looking for the right example. Let's use a bottle of wine. All right? And you know it's usually corked. All right? Now, there are some strange people that shake the wine before they open it. Some of it is gone. All right? But usually, how do you open that wine? You twist. Right? You twist. While you're twisting, it's moving, but it's not visible. Are you in this place? So you keep twisting until you get to the brim, then boom. That's meditation.
Yes. Yes.
You keep meditating on the word. You keep meditating on the word. It has not opened. People can't see it, but it is moving. Are you in this place? The word of God is doing something. It's doing something. You keep meditating. Suddenly, he says he will push you forward. That's the bam people see. Are you in this place? But something has been happening. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Can I have this? Thank you. 1 Timothy 4, verse 15. Look at it. It says, meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. That is it should not depart from your mouth. At times, it might seem as though you're a mad person. Let me tell you a story. When I was walking, you know, somewhere, I remember I had to get someone to fill in for me because I wanted to go get something outside. Are you in this place? So I had a paper that I wrote my confessions on, so I wasn't doing anything, I was just reading them. Do you understand? So I kept before I went to get some, so I told her to help me sit on my chair. When I came back in, she took the paper. So can I have this?
Yeah.
Your phone? Thank you. So it's as smaller than this. Do you understand? I said, we taped everywhere so that it won't spoil. So I just saw her on my seat with the paper. I said, what are you doing? I'll do like you now. It was so funny. She used to go. She was so serious. And I think she thought I was actually speaking gibberish. Do you understand? All right. But I believe this thing. Are you in this place? He said, give yourself wholly to them. If you are serious about changing your financial state, you do this. Some people just want to be lazy. God help me now. God help me now. No, he says, meditate. Meditate on God's provision in your life. Let it not depart from your mouth. The Lord is my shepherd. You know what that means? It means you are his sheep. Only a bad shepherd would leave his sheep hungry.
Yes.
He says, he makes you lie down. Oh, glory to God.
Yeah.
In green pastures. He didn't say make you hustle. No, he makes you lie down. Mean you turn this way green, you turn that way green, you wake up, it is green.
Yes.
operate fast prosperity with the devil. How sad. He says, see, chuchu, you touch this, it turns to gold. Ah, the Bible says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He says, he leads me beside still waters. You know what that means? That is better than Maldives. Still, that means peace. Do you understand? Not turbulent waters. Not troubled waters. Not as you're passing everywhere. Trouble, trouble. No, he leads you beside still waters. You can think. You can meditate. Everything is clear. Then when you want to lie down, these green pastures. Someone says at times you may not have money, but you have good health. Let's just thank God. No! Health, peace of mind, wealth, green pastures. The Lord is my shepherd.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't stop there. The Bible says there's an adversary. He's the devil. He's your enemy. But he prepares a table. Oh dear Lord. He prepares a table in the presence. And they can't touch your food. They can't touch it. You know, someone say hide it. They don't put poison. No! While they are plotting against you, God is setting the table. God is setting the table. I just want to talk to you about the abilities of God. Did you ever hear about Mordecai and Haman in the book of Esther? The Bible says Mordecai did not greet Haman. He was so angry. So he had planned that the next day he's going to meet the king to tell him to deal with Mordecai. The day he planned it with his wife and his friends, that night the king could not sleep. I said, when you meditate, something is happening. Are you in this place? Mordecai did not know that someone had planned to kill him. He was in his house, sitting down, not knowing the next day someone had already planned, we are going to meet the king to have you killed. And while that man was planning, God had done his own. The Bible says the king could not sleep. He could not sleep. He could not sleep. He had to ask, bring the chronicles of the king, read for me. Maybe he wanted bedtime story. Are you in this place? Read it for me. While they were reading, they got to the point where they told him, king, two men plotted to kill you and someone saved your life and it was written down. He said, who is that? Say, Mordecai. He said, what was done for that man? They said, nothing, no. Nothing, no. We just wrote down his name. All right. The next morning, while Haman was coming to kill Mordecai, the king had a plan for Mordecai. When Haman came in, the king said, Haman, what should be done to the man that the king wants to favor? Haman thought, who else will the king want to favor but me? So he said, oh, king, live forever. Let him wear the king's clothes, ride on the king's donkey, and let one of the princes of the king follow him round the city, saying this is the man that the king wants to favor. The king said, is that so? He said, yes. The king said, all right, go and call Mordecai. And you ride with him and say, this is the man. Think about it. He was coming to kill that same man. But God had already arranged everything. He's saying, when you meditate on the word, people might not see anything. But when they finally see, it will be a push forward. It will appear. That's what the Bible says. It will appear. It will appear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know man cannot control what man cannot understand. So when it appears like that, they can't control it. They can't understand it. But you know what caused it. It is the word of God. So meditate. This month, don't give up. Don't say, should you have been saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, when you start saying that, there's a problem. Are you in this place? Meditate. Go back. Be diligent about this thing. God says the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Anybody can say, oh God, help me, oh God, help me. No, you be diligent. Take the word of God concerning your situation and plan to speak. He says he will reward you for that. Go search. Is it money you want? Go and check the word that talks about God's provision for your life and meditate day and night. It takes faith to do that concerning a God you cannot see. And he said, God is pleased by your faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Let's read Psalm 23 together. So at least I'm giving you something you can use. 23 verse 1. I've ended though. I told you I would be very fast. The Lord is my... Let's say it together. One, two, go. Lord is my shepherd. I shall not... Oh, let's stop there first. Someone says, God doesn't give you what you want. He gives you what you need. And they are born again. The Spirit of God is inside of them. This David, that didn't have the Holy Ghost inside of him, was smart enough to know that if the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He didn't say I shall not need. Because Jesus already told us that whatever you need, he has already prepared for you. I shall not want. I shall not want. I want a car. I shall not want. He didn't say, I shall not need. I shall not want. Verse 2. He maketh me to lie down. No, let's read together. I want to go. He maketh me to lie down in what? They say the land is red. Not me, not my land. The land is very green. Not just that, it is so green I can lie down.
Yes.
I can rest. Not the green land that you're guarding. May it not be red. May it not be red. You can't sleep again. May it not be red. No, he says he naked me to lie down in green pastures. He needed me beside still waters. Do you know God can do it for you?
Yes.
That you would always have peace. The Bible says in the days of Solomon, there were no wars. Think about it. And that was the perfect time for there to be wars because Solomon could not fight. If there was any time any other king should plan on attacking Israel, the king should not fight. And the Bible says Siba was like nothing in the days of Solomon. That is a rich land. That is a powerless king. But there were no wars. The ability of God's word. Here he's telling you, he leadeth you beside still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, praise the Lord. Not because of what I did, because I am a child of God. You know what this means? He's leading you to make the right decisions. He's leading you to meet the right people. If you meditate on this, see how your life can change. He's leading you. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I don't fear. Woo! Meditate on this. Oh, see, there's some things we're just afraid. There's some evil, eh? Some evil. No, I will fear no evil. Why? He says he will never leave me nor forsake me. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. I fear no evil. The lecturer said, unless you pay 35,000 naira, you will not graduate. I fear no evil. Something will have to give way, but I will graduate.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5. Thou prepare, let's read it, I want to go. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My God, Lord, oh, 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 oh. The is so true. I told you, right? God embarrasses with provision. He embarrasses. No. Wait. This is not something I'm saying because it's nice. Study the word. In Luke 5, he met Peter fishing. The Bible says he gave them so much fish, the net break. Why did he do that? He could have cut down of you 12, or I give 24. Two. It's okay. No! He gave them so much. The net broke. They brought two sheep. The sheep began to sink. They were smart enough to leave it behind. If this man can do this, let's follow him. You would think after he has done it the first time is enough. No! John 21, he meets them again. And the Bible says they got 153 great fishes. Not those small ones, so like sardine. Great fishes, 153. How many were there? Seven. 153. That's more than 20 per person. When he fed 5,000, over 5,000, the Bible says there were leftovers. When he fed 4,000, the Bible says they had been in the wilderness for 3 days. They were hungry and they were leftovers. Do you know what it means to feed grown men and they were leftovers? Now he says, this is what he does. He says, he anoints my head with oil. Pako seke no bradishta. Lakrubaka seke no sakabradishta. He says, my cup. My cup runneth over. He doesn't stop. It's pouring, but he's still keeping it there. He's still putting more. He says, my cup runneth over. Hey! There's an anointing on my life. Lekabako sakade gradoshta. Now, when David has gotten to these points, look at all these blessings. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Leads me on the path of righteousness. Prepares a table in front of my enemies. Anoints my head with oil. He had to say something. He says, surely. Without a doubt. With all these blessings, without a doubt. Surely, goodness and mercy. Chasing after me all the days of my life. The goodness is attracted to the oil on my head. Chasing after me all the days of my life. Not when I was 20, everything was fine. Now I'm 30, things I had. No, all the days of my life. Not in the beginning of the month when I give my salary, things are okay. Middle of the month, everything is fine. All the days of my life. Surely. For sure. That's what he's trying to say. For sure. For sure. Goodness and mercy is chasing me. It's chasing me for sure. All the days of my life. Say that I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Speak in other tongues.